You're listening to another Racket Rock Actual Play. We'd like to thank our Patreon backers, starting with Michael Drescher.
Oi, Harkin! The amazing Amanda Denon.
Chatos.
Mike.
Steven Vest.
Yodlet.
Me.
Michael Davis.
And insert quest here. Thank you all for supporting us.
If you like...
Sorry. Fucking dick.
Dickhead. If you'd like to support us on Patreon... Fuck. If you like what you hear, please consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/ragnardrock. That's patreon.com/ragnardrock. Every donation really helps, so thank you. So guys, I was just checking our stats, and the Patreon's going really well. I think a few more backers, and we should be able to afford our next stretch goal.
Oh, that's great. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. Yeah, and so I've started making some calls to people.
Okay.
Well, you guys haven't really told me, like, what is our next stretch goal?
Don't worry about it, Ryan.
But I've already picked out a coffin and bought it.
Perfect.
So that's
great.
Song.
Okay. Yeah. That's good. Good. I've looked into the burial plot.
Oh, okay. So, that's important.
Burial plot.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
Or that tombstone.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Did you make sure that you gave them the correct spelling of Mannix?
Yeah, I think so. It was two N's, right?
Yeah.
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 Right, awesome. Yeah, good.
Okay, good.
One X, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're good.
Oh, and I have a family friend who's a funeral director.
Oh, nice.
And he's going to... They do great work. He's going to give us a nice discount
on everything. It's going to be an event.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait a second, guys. I think I'm picking up on something here. Is the next milestone goal my funeral?
Ryan,
it was supposed to be a surprise.
Great, thanks.
I'm sorry, guys. I mean, that's really nice of you, but, like, I noticed that it's only a $250 goal. Like, what kind of funeral am I going to get for $250?
Well,
Chris is writing the eulogy.
Welcome to Ragnarok, your home of the nerdpocalypse.
Whoa! Hey, everybody! Welcome to another...
Meyer had a seizure.
Meyer died. All right, well, Meyer's doing with that.
Return to the mummy!
Yeah, okay, this is a Goosebumps themed fiasco we're doing, so every once in a while I'm just going to blurt out.
I think I might have gone through
a lot of them.
Most of them.
Yeah, well, be prepared for Ed to just blurt out the title of the Goosebumps book. Anyway, tonight we are playing Horripilation.
Go eat worms.
It is a fiasco play set by Corey Watson. Players beware, you're in for a scare. The town of Steinville is a great place to have a fresh start. Interesting neighbors... I'm going to turn my phone so I can read it a little better. There we go. Interesting neighbors, plenty to do, a good assortment of local businesses. It's enough to make anyone not want to leave. Except you've noticed things. Oh, I'm sorry, I read. Except you've been noticing things. Things that make you question the reality of the town. Perhaps Steinville is a little more strange than everyone would... than everyone would have you believe.
Ghost Beach.
Horripilation is a fiasco play set that is inspired from 90s-style young adult horror, mainly the horror comedy genius that is the multimedia nostalgia ride of Goosebumps. Yeah, that's basically it. Movie night. Wow, Goosebumps, Are You Afraid of the Dark? Any 90s kid horror show.
What about Jack Black?
Zeebo the Clown?
I don't think Jack Black is a 90s horror show.
He was in the Goosebumps movies.
I almost said the Ghostbusters.
So, let's introduce our characters.
He played R.L. Stine.
He did.
Yep.
I guess I'll go first.
So, I think the narrator should go first. Who would be the... You wouldn't be the narrator of this.
No,
movie.
Probably not. It would
either
be one of them.
Probably Britton Meyer.
Me? Yeah, because I have a connection with you.
Yeah, and you've got a thing.
And we have a French... Yeah, we have a thing. Oh, no, we have an alien suit.
Object. Yeah.
It's a suit?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Meyer's the narrator.
All right, Meyer. You're first, then.
All right, I'm Meyer. I'm playing... Thomas Byrne, age 11. He's a nerdy 11-year-old kid. He likes all sorts of games. His best buddy is Alex's character.
Yeah.
Philip.
Don't introduce me.
His best buddy is...
Me!
Andy, he's his cousin. He lives with his mom and dad, his younger sister, and his cousin, his older cousin, played by Ed.
All right. Alex.
You have a sister?
I think I have a little sister.
What's her name?
Susie.
Petunia?
Susie's better. Susie Bone. How old is Susie?
Five.
How does it say five? It's because we're best friends.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, everybody. I'm Alex. I'm playing Philip McElmore. He is also 11. He is also a gaming nerd with Meyer. He and Meyer ride their bikes everywhere. Yeah. And we will figure out more about him as the game goes. But he is the younger stepbrother of...
Dean Coleman. Dean is the stereotypical cool kid. I'm Ryan, by the way, and I'm playing Dean.
You can't scare me.
Phantom of the Auditorium. Dean is a freshman in high school at the middle school high school in Steinville.
Oh, we need to name it.
R.L. Stein Middle School?
No, that's too hard. It's Steinville already.
Oh, God.
Keep going. We'll think.
Yeah. Dean has... He's, as I said, the stereotypical cool kid. He's got long, flowing black hair. He's always wearing fingerless gloves and a leather jacket, and he drives a moped.
How much like James is he?
Monster Blood 3! I'm thinking.
How much?
I'm thinking he looks. He looks just enough like James to make him dangerous.
Ooh. What do we think about King Junior Senior High School, as in Stephen King?
Stephen King.
Sure.
Yeah, that works.
Go Kings!
Nice.
Yeah.
Love it. I am Ed, and I will be playing Roberta Robbie Harris. Robbie.
Robbie in quotes.
Yes, Robbie in quotes. She goes by Robbie.
Her name isn't Roberta Robbie.
her middle name is her. No, her name is Roberta, and her Roberta Harris, and she goes by Robbie. She just moved to Steinville, to stupid, stinky Steinville. should it be because her parents died, or should it be because she was such trouble that her parents had to send her away?
He's an orphan.
Okay, so her parents died. And now
nobody talks about how they died.
Yeah.
It was a terrible accident.
You tell everybody a different story.
Yeah. So she's in Steinville. She's 14. And she's living with her aunt and uncle. And she hates it because Steinville is stupid. And her little cousin, Thomas, is even stupider.
Oh, that's not true.
And his best friend, Philip Dean McElmore, is stupid too. But his stepbrother, Dean Coleman, is dreamy.
So you could tell that they started getting desperate towards the end. The penultimate Goosebumps book they published was called I Live in Your Basement! Exclamation mark.
It was just about some guy.
Just about a guy who lived in a basement.
Hey!
I live in your basement because it's an apartment I rent from your parents!
Oh. Here's your rent money.
What do you?
How I Learned to Fly. I remember that
did
one.
Did you
kind of.
Name your parents?
No.
The Legend of the Lost Legend?
I call him Mom and Dad.
Uncle Steve.
Uh-huh.
And Aunt
Petunia.
Aunt Jenny.
Jenny.
Jenny and Steve.
Jenny from the block.
Jennifer.
So why don't we go around once more and let's read the objects and needs and relations, not relationships, mm-hmm. objects, needs, and locations that we have.
All right. Well, Ed and I have a relationship as a friendship. Not really a friendship, though, because...
They're publishing new Goosebumps books?
Where she's my bully and I'm the victim. And we have a alien...
I'm going to pound you, you dweeb!
Oh, God. And we have an object of a alien suit.
I'm just saying, guys, they're publishing new Goosebumps books as we speak.
Wow.
Really?
Narrated by Slappy the Dummy.
Curse of the Mummy's Tomb!
And, Alex and I have a gaming relationship where we are constantly challenging each other to competitions, and we have a need to solve the mystery of why people, we never see anyone eating.
Ryan and I have a family relationship where we are step family, and we have a location. It's a local shop for local people. Yeah.
There's nothing for you here.
Never stop eating candy! With an exclamation mark.
And Ed and I have an unspoken love for each other, which is a romance. and our object is a magical typewriter of some sort.
All
right.
Which one was that with the magical typewriter, or when they typed the stuff, it happened? It like.
It came from under the kitchen sink. Typewriter from hell.
Oh, well, that's good.
They wouldn't have used the word hell.
Heck.
Typewriter from heck.
Never. I still, like, hell's a bad word.
Because it's a bad place for bad people.
Yeah, it's like...
Alright, so who's going to go first? I guess Meyer's the narrator. It should probably start with Meyer.
Alright, so Meyer, you want to establish or resolve?
I'll establish. So the story will start as I'm getting ready for school. You know, I come down to breakfast with my mom and dad.
What's breakfast?
My mom is making pancakes.
Nice.
You know, like in the 90s on TV, for some reason, parents always woke up and made a full breakfast.
Yeah. Every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
Even though mom also had to leave for work.
Yeah.
But she's standing at the stove cooking... Just, you know, she took her blazer off.
A full breakfast.
Yeah.
Dad's sitting there.
His newspaper.
Uncle Steve is sitting there with a newspaper. He's got his suit on and a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Morning, champ.
Hey, Dad.
Oh, sit down. You're going to be late, honey, your mom says.
She walks over
with a
giant
plate
stack
that's already done,
and a giant stack of pancakes. Uncle Steve goes
and
to
a
grab,
side of bacon.
Uncle Steve goes to grab some bacon, and she smacks his hand away.
Better eat that up before you get the school bus comes.
Dad just drinks coffee. It's a typical... So Dad drinks coffee and then takes a bite of toast. That's his breakfast. Toast and black coffee.
What's in the paper today, Dad?
Looks like another mysterious disappearance.
Oh. Another one?
Oh, don't worry about that. I'm sure everyone's fine. Eat your breakfast. You're going to be late for school.
Okay.
Dad and Mom share a look for a second.
Just, you know, stay away from the old railroad yard.
Okay.
And this old Sanderson place.
Oh.
Robbie is coming down the stairs. She's just waking up. The railroad house. What's wrong with the railroad place? The railroad yard.
It's scary.
It's dangerous. And you shouldn't be going there.
I heard it's haunted.
You would say that. That's what they used to say back in our day, too.
Roberta, sit down and eat your breakfast. You're going to be late. She puts another stack of flapjacks down with a side of bacon.
While Mom's back is turned and Dad is behind the newspaper... She takes all of Thomas's bacon and puts it on her plate.
I try to keep you reaches for it.
She picks up a fork and like makes her stab him.
And he just packs his hand like, oh, well, luck doing that.
And then she just starts eating.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well I'm gonna head over. I think. I think Phil's waiting.
Oh, and then Mom. Oh, you have a little sister. Mom comes over with like a bowl of Cheerios for the baby.
That's not baby. She's five.
She's the baby.
That's true.
I don't want to go to this stupid school. I feel like it's. I want to go back to my old school.
Now, Roberta, honey, we've been over this. You can't go back to your old school. You live here now, and after the fire, they wouldn't let you back anyway.
You know what, Aunt Jenny? This isn't fair. And she's going to get up and
storm out towards the storm out the door.
Aunt Jenny sighs. What's your dad's name?
Steve.
Steve, I just don't know what we're going to do with that girl.
She'll come around.
Okay, I'm going to go to school bus. I think Phil's probably waiting for me. Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad.
Have a good day at school, honey.
And remember, stay away from the old railroad yard.
And the old Sanderson place.
Mm-hmm. Both of them.
And you leave, and Mom and Dad... Fuck.
Oh, my God. On a table. I'm just like, forget about the table.
Man, this is wrong.
Susie just is confused. Like, what's going on?
Susie, go to your room now!
So he makes his way to the school bus and he's over Phil.
Oh, we're not riding our bikes to school?
As the door closes behind it, behind him, Jenny turns to Steve and says, "You know, Robbie will be 15 soon. We'll have to tell her."
For a second, I forgot that Robbie was the girl.
Yeah.
Although we were talking about mine, but he's 11. He's not going to be 15
soon. Robbie will turn 15 soon. We'll have to tell her.
So I get my bus and my
and
bike.
He just sort of grimaces.
Get on my bike and I ride to Phil's house.
We probably have a meeting place out. Well, is that the end of your scene? You're leaving?
I don't think so.
Okay. So we probably meet at a corner. Phil's already there. Hey man, what took you so long?
I doesn't matter.
Were your parents fucking on the table in front of your little sister?
That was the real horror all along the 90s, kids. Your parents were fucking every day.
It doesn't matter. I came up with a new competition.
Oh, yeah, you can tell me while I race to school. And Phil takes off on his bike.
Susie.
Are you riding the pool?
Susie's used to it by now. Well, Susie's 5. She probably has to get on the bus, too.
Yeah, we're riding our bikes.
She might still be in preschool.
Yeah.
It depends.
So I guess we race the bus.
We race to school on our bus.
So the challenge is, I challenge you after school to go into the Sanderson place.
You're on!
I bet you can't stay in there for more than 10 minutes.
I bet you can't stay in there for more than 15. Wait. Neither could you.
You do that. I think that should be
more than 15.
Wait.
Neither could you.
I guess we get to the butt. That's cool.
Yep. Which one of us wins?
I don't know.
Let's roll.
Okay.
You see?
That depends if I get a good die or a bad die.
You get the bad die.
I get the bad die.
Ooh, beat you again, man.
Man. Oh, well.
And then you're hit by a bus. Oh.
That your parents are fucking you.
I'm definitely going to stay in that Sanderson place longer than you today, then.
Nope, no way, man. You started the day out with a loss. That means your whole day's going to suck.
We have a book where we have track of who won.
Yep. Put it in the book.
All right. So Mark, say you won the race to school.
So if Myers, so I have a suggestion. If Myers' scene's going to end here, and then we're going to go on to you, I think that in Goosebumps style, it should end with a cliffhanger. This chapter where all of a sudden a shadow falls over you, and you just look over your shoulder, and there's a tall, gaunt man who goes, "What are you doing here? Move!"
He's carrying a rake.
We're at school.
And then the chapter ends, and it starts with you.
In the morning.
And it just goes on from there, and the chapter ends, and it's just the school, like, janitor telling you to go.
The groundskeeper. Okay. Sounds good.
All right, so
give it away.
Yeah.
You heard me, kids. Get to class.
Here you go.
All right.
I'm gonna give my die to Ed.
Mr. Grassley's always so mean.
Mr. Grassley doesn't need any sass. It's Grassley, not Sassley.
Grassley.
Yep. It's Goosebumps. Yeah.
Janitor.
No, groundskeeper.
Groundskeeper.
Mr. Sweeps is the janitor. So Phil, I guess, and Tom run into the school, into King Junior Senior High School.
Yeah.
Do we have class together?
Some classes, probably all classes. All
right. We don't have first period together. So Phil goes to his first, you know, they go through the day, and then lunch.
Okay.
And we have lunch together. Is it like a small enough town that all the kids have lunch together?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
why not? So there's just like a big cafeteria space with like a few hundred kids sitting down to have lunch together, everyone. And we can see our step siblings.
She's not my step, she's my cousin.
Close. The assholes that live with us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, you wouldn't believe what Dean was doing this morning.
What did he do?
Well, first he took like 500 hours of the bathroom like usual.
The camera just pans over to me sitting there laughing while Dean Dean is guzzling another kid's chocolate milk.
He spent like 5 hours trying to get his hair just perfect.
And then he just throws it at him.
Oh. Dean's got... I'm assuming your hair is, like, pomaded perfectly at the place.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, as soon as I tried to get in there, my mom started yelling at me for taking too long. I couldn't even take a shower this morning. And then, as I was leaving, he gave me a wet willy.
Yeah.
Well, he stuck his finger in it.
Roberta, last night, she punched me.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say she burned me.
Yeah, well, Roberta shoved my face into a fireplace and burned the half of my left half of my face.
He held my face in some hot embers.
That's obviously not true.
I can see your face. It's fine.
Yeah. Well, Roberta, she took my bacon this morning.
Oh, man.
I was going to stab me in the hand with a fork.
Why do they suck so much?
I don't know. Look at them. They're hanging out with each other. They're probably planning something.
All right. I got one.
Uh-huh.
Let's see who could drink this milk the fastest.
Okay.
Ready?
One.
Set. Go.
As you both go to chug
did
your...
Did you have liquid in there?
as you both go to chug your milk, as you pour it, it doesn't come out, and then you sort of shake it over your styrofoam trays, mm-hmm. and, like, thick chunks of, like, rotten milk come pouring out.
The heck?
That's happened to me before in real life at school. You were there. It was in middle school. I had spoiled milk. I took a drink from it. It was all spoiled.
The heck was that?
Oh, it's like they're serving old milk.
Let's go to the cafeteria and get some more fresh milk.
We look around and all behind you hear, as we get up, we hear, oh man! And like everyone around is just like pouring out chunky milk.
Dean spits out the milk that he was chugging. What the f? No, it's Goosebumps. Oh, what the heck?
That's
my character.
Ryan, what does his team say?
Well, Dean was just chugging the milk before, so
froze up.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess Dean, like in a cool way. Runs over to the nearest garbage pail and
Dean snaps the garbage pail and rolls to him.
Cool way to throw up. I'm the fuzz.
Head's dead.
Not even the font.
Oh, that was actually painful.
I think he's all laughing at that.
I don't think you're gonna get. Oh yeah, I see Dean throw up and start laughing hysterically.
Ew! Dean, what the heck?
Look at him!
It's the milk. It's man. Something's off.
I mean, that was still cool somehow.
No, it wasn't. It just threw up everywhere.
Hey, both of you, shut up before I pound your faces.
No one wants to hear from the loser of the month club.
No one wants to hear from Barface either.
The loser of the month club. That means there's only one of us. So who's the loser?
Look, math isn't my thing. Okay.
You didn't say that.
Yeah,
Well, Robbie, why do you keep subsuming me?
You know, I honestly kind of feel like you switch off, really, you know?
Yeah.
One month it's one, the other month it's the other.
Yeah, that's fair.
So whose month is it this month?
Probably yours.
Oh.
I was going to say, don't ask them tough questions. It might make their heads hurt.
Yeah.
So, you know what Dean and I were thinking?
Nothing.
I mean,
you know what? Why don't we get another carton of milk and I'll make you drink it all?
Dude, no, I don't want to drink your stupid milk.
Then shut your face.
Why are you being so? Why are you guys always so mean to us? I don't do anything to you guys.
I'm only mean to losers.
Because you deserve it.
I mean, I don't know why you call them losers. I mean, just because, you know.
All right, if you're not a loser, prove it. Uncle Steve and Aunt Jenny were talking about the railroad yard in the Sanderson place.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're already going there after school.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I bet you're too chicken to come to the Sanderson place with us. Both of you.
Dean and I were talking about going there already.
I'm sure
right,
you
Dean?
Were.
We were, in fact, you know? We were.
So, it'll be a competition then.
Yeah. We'll see who's going to stay longer in the old Sanderson place.
And then whoever runs away first, that person will be the loser of the month.
Tell you what, if we win, you do my homework for the rest of the school year.
And what if I? And then if I win,
you have to stop making fun of us all the time and leave us alone.
You got a deal.
You gotta have it one better. They go to the school and say how much of a loser they are.
Oh yeah, that's better.
Okay, fine.
We will say in public that we are the losers of the month
and we're the cool kids.
We're the cool guys, you're the losers. And you have to drink the loser now.
Sounds like a dip.
Ew.
Yeah, wait, why'd you do that?
That's what you seal the deal when you spin your head.
I don't think anyone actually does that.
It's not very sanitary.
Oh. I'm sorry, I hope you guys are napping.
A lunch lady walks over.
Why isn't anybody drinking the milk?
Because it's all spoiled.
Oh, no, it's not spoiled. It's special milk.
She picks up a carton and opens it and pours it into a glass.
Nice special milk helps your bones. Drink it.
I'm not grabbing that.
How about you?
No, thanks. I'm good.
You'll drink it one day.
And then she turns around and starts walking away.
Weird. Alright, so that's the end of my scene.
I guess that ended well for you?
Yeah.
I guess.
There's a potential that we'll stop
being
awful bullies to you?
I didn't throw up from drinking spoiled milk.
Yeah.
I'm going to give this to my good buddy, Meyer.
Yeah, but he threw up. He threw up cool.
It was pretty cool, yeah.
He threw up pretty cool.
Pretty much the coolest.
Yeah.
It was the coolest puke I've ever seen.
It was the suave puke. All right. So I feel like
we should probably advance this to the old Sanderson place.
Okay. All right.
It's after school. That we hear the final bell ring, and we ride up. You guys on your bikes, and Robbie and Dean on Dean's moped. There's a huge wrought iron fence. The front yard is all overgrown. It's a big, like, stately, rundown Victorian.
Is the fence chain shut?
Yes. Yes, it is. Mm. And all the front windows are, like, busted out because people have thrown rocks. There it is.
There it is.
I don't know why people think it's so scary looking.
Looks fine to me. Doesn't look fine to you, Tom?
Oh yeah, it looks like a regular old house. Anyone would live there.
Why don't you go in then?
Well,
we're going to, but you should go first because we need to make sure you're not going to chicken out and run away.
Yeah.
Fine. Robbie walks up the stairs. walks up the stairs.
We're on the other side of a chain gate, yeah. Aren't we?
Robbie climbs the fence, and she hops to the other side. See?
Okay.
And then she walks over to the, she turns around and she walks over to the porch. Wait a minute. What's that? There's something in the window.
I see.
She walks over. She puts her face up against the window. I need to get a better look. She opens the window. And then she leans in. And then she screams and falls forward.
And just as she screams, Dean comes up right behind you guys and goes...
She just pops up from the window just laughing.
That was great. That was great, Robbie. Perfect.
You're already scared, losers.
You should see the looks on these losers' faces.
How would you... You were behind us.
Yeah.
He could see the reflection in the window.
Yeah.
They're all broken.
Get your butts in here.
Should we bring the notebook?
Yeah. You grab it. I'm going to go with friends first.
All right. I reach to the bag and pull out the notebook. If we're the loser kids from Stranger Things, I also reach into my backpack and pull out a flashlight.
Yeah.
Because, of course.
Yeah, he would. Dean takes the time to hide our bikes so that no one knows we're here.
The competition to see who will go to the fence first.
Well, I'm just going to wiggle between them.
Never mind, though.
I figured it was loosely chained, and we're 11, so I'm just going to...
You're kind of thin?
Yeah.
I kind of feel like you're trying to wiggle between the bars, and you're stuck... And then Dean comes over, he's got, like, bolt cutters, and he just snaps the chain.
Well, now they're going to know we're here. Oh, yeah, so we go up the stairs to the old Sanderson place. Every step creaks as you walk up. Well, that's it. It's the old Sanderson place.
You guys scared already? Ready to leave?
No. We just got here.
Yeah, we're gonna stay here so much longer than you guys. You guys are gonna be running out of here in 5 seconds.
They say that old lady Sanderson still haunts the upstairs where she died.
Ooh. Maybe we should go pay her a visit.
Maybe she'll bake you guys some cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what? Philip walks up to the door, opens the front door, and just walks in.
I fall right behind.
Hello, Mrs. Sanderson! We're here for your cookies!
Yeah, Mrs. Sanderson, where's your cookies? I'm real hungry.
Lunch sucked at school today.
Yeah, Roberta keeps eating all my cookies whenever Mom makes it for me.
It's because they're good cookies.
Dean walks in, and the front door, slams shut behind him. What?
Okay.
You're not getting jumpy, are you, Dean?
No. No, of course not.
I didn't feel a breeze, did you?
No.
What else could it have been?
Maybe it was the ghost of Mrs. Sanderson. Yeah,
Thomas puts his face up to the cat.
Maybe it was the ghost of Mrs. Sanderson.
Be careful, guys. You don't want to scare yourselves. I'm going to go see what's going on upstairs.
Yeah, well, we're going to go in the basement.
Yeah.
It's even creepier than upstairs.
Creepiest room in the house.
Together?
Yeah.
You're too scared to go somewhere by yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, well, you're going to go upstairs with Dean by yourself.
You said it.
She probably wants to go upstairs with Dean so they can make out.
Yeah.
Hey!
She punches you in the stomach.
Oh!
Shut up.
I was actually going to go back to the kitchens. I think I smell cookies baking.
Snickerdoodles.
Well, it's Ryan's scene, so we'll follow him.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Dean walks into the kitchen, and the second he crosses the threshold, he looks immediately... No. He looks immediately bored, and...
You know, maybe I want to follow her, because we do have that alien suit, so maybe we'll see the alien.
Oh, yeah.
So what? You'll follow Dean, and I'll go...
Well, we just have a store.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll actually, instead of going in the basement, I'll follow over.
Okay. So you go to the basement, you and I go upstairs.
Where
are
you going?
Where are you going?
And I'm going basement. In the kitchens.
So we're following Ryan. Dean. Should I play Dean in this scene?
Why don't you have Ryan play?
Yeah, it would be nice.
For once.
Dean walks into the kitchen.
Straight in front of you.
Oh, this one?
Other one.
No, it's that one. Use that one, no matter what you see.
Dean walks into the kitchen. All the excitement just runs off of his face. He looks immediately bored. There are piles of old pots and pans. The place is in complete disarray, except for the kitchen table, which has been cleared off. And there is an old typewriter. An old IBM Selectric typewriter standing on the table. You know what? Let's rewind a bit. As Dean walks toward the kitchen, you can hear like some kind of a rhythmic noise happening. It sounds like the striking of old typewriter keys.
Okay.
And as he gets in, there's that little ding as the carriage return happens. And he starts looking around. He comes around to the typewriter and begins to read what is written on it. And it says, Dean Coleman... didn't know it, but he was only yards away from the person who would kill him. What?
And then, as you're reading that, Philip comes up behind you and... I knew it! You're just as scared as everyone else. And then he runs off.
You're a loser.
you stupid person.
You're a loser.
Do you have any sackings?
Yeah, in the cabinet where the Ryans were, there should be some bags of.
You're a loser.
Blarg. So yeah, Dean turns around and he feeds the paper out of the typewriter, and
are these Lay's people?
Yeah, all of it should be up for grabs.
I just want to take something that's going to annoy Allie. There you go.
Didn't we have some Doritos as well? I thought we
What did. About that spinach, basil, garlic, angel hair pasta?
That's also up for grabs.
There are no Doritos here.
Oh, Alex, crack open that dry pasta.
Oh, nice. Well, wait a second. There's spinach, basil, garlic, but there's also tricolor angel hair.
Ooh.
Spinach, tomato, semolina.
Wish we had some lettuce.
Oh, that'd be sweet. No Doritos, I'm afraid.
Oh, well.
Also, no salsa? Or is there?
There might be. I think we did. We had tacos one night, so there should be some.
Listen to us pick snacks, everybody.
And the train.
I feel like this is the bad part about doing scenes alone.
No.
Oh.
So I'm thinking, you jump and turn around as Phil runs away, and before you turn back, you hear the clack clack clack
of
the keys.
Yeah.
And you turn. And as soon as you turn, it stops, but there's more words on the page.
All right. Dean looks at the words, and his eyes go wide. And I guess that will be my scene.
Oh, cliffhanger ending.
Yep.
I guess it ended poorly for you?
Yeah. Little jerk got the best of me.
Yep.
I'm going to give my die to... It's been passing to the right, so...
Oh, okay.
Eddie Kress.
Alright, so we're ascending the staircase. Oh, smells like mothballs up here.
Yeah. And you smell bad too.
Shut up.
Not as bad as you smell.
What do you think's in that room over there?
I don't know. Why don't you go find out? Are you too chicken?
No. She makes her way towards the room.
Maybe it's old Lady Sanderson.
Yeah. Mrs. Lady Sanderson, you in here? Got any cookies?
I hope you're decent. And she opens the door. And it looks like a musty old bedroom. There's like a canopy bed. There's like a four-post bed on the far wall. It's a very big bedroom. There are cobwebs everywhere.
That's where I hear she died. Not bad.
At the far end of the room, there's a walk-in closet.
The story was said how Sanderson died in that bed one night, and since she was old and she didn't have any family, they didn't find her for like a couple of weeks.
There's a close-up shot of the mattress. And there's just like a person-shaped indentation in it.
Stained.
All weird stains, yeah.
I dare you to touch it.
What?
Go touch the mattress.
I'm not touching it. If I touch it, you gotta touch it.
You touch it first.
No, that doesn't how it works. You want me to touch it, you touch it first, because I don't trust you at all.
Why, are you afraid?
I'm not afraid, I just don't trust you.
Why won't you touch it?
As you guys are staring at the mattress and arguing, you suddenly hear... The soft sound of a door like clicking open, and and you look, and the closet door is open ajar.
This old house is so weird and creaky.
Yeah.
We look back over at the mattress, and the indent is gone. Anyway, why? Did something look different to you?
The indent's gone. And so the stain.
That's weird.
I dare you to touch the bed.
Fine. I mean, it's just a bed. Mm-hmm. She puts her hand on the bed and,
Her hand gets absorbed into the mattress.
And suddenly, the bed starts pulling her in.
He runs and grabs... Roberta!
Ah!
Robbie!
What? It's pulling me in! Help me!
I'm pulling!
You pull her back, and she goes flying back.
And we go into the closet.
And we crash into the closet.
You crash into the closet,
and we look
the door slams shut behind you, and you feel a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Just like clothes and stuff just fall, boxes and stuff just fall over you. It's like pitch black, you can't see a thing.
I get up, and I try to open the door, but I can't. Tommy, it won't open.
Johnny, he struggles with under all the stuff to get up. Then he finally gets up. He puts his flashlight on. This can't be locked from the outside.
She jiggles. There was no lock on the outside. There's no lock on the inside. And I think we can end it there.
All right. Yeah. Can I add a little detail?
Sure.
We see the flashlight beam flickering under the door. The camera pans over to the bed, and the mattress has spawned a perfect replica of Robbie.
Oh God!
And it just stands up with like soulless eyes, and turns. Hears like the you laughing from the kitchen, and just comes, walks out of the room.
Oh, Dean,
come to bed.
I just got weirdly sexual. All right. Meyer, your scene.
We're staying too long. All right. Still have a mystery to solve. To realize we have to solve.
No, we haven't really worked in except for the spoiled food.
Yeah. How about... So, we... How about we, for various reasons, everyone is afraid and runs out of the Sanderson place.
But I was going to say, so you guys are locked in a closet still.
So we scream for help.
There are Kelly.
Well, I'm thinking, well, this is where we would find the suit.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to scream for help and see if, hopefully, we're going to try to scream for help so that Bill and Dean can save us.
Your flashlight beam, you're like, the closet.
Oh, yeah. I'm pouring that out of the water. That was dumb on me.
I'm starting to think this was a bad idea, Tommy.
It's all right. Listen, we got Dean and
do we
Bill.
Have walkie-talkies?
Yes.
There's you sweep your flashlight beam around the closet looking for anything that might be useful in the boxes that fell over you, and you see a message written out on the back closet wall. Don't eat the cookies.
Don't eat the cookies. Listen, Robbie, I know you're
I have an idea. I assume that you have a backpack with you?
Yeah.
So, your backpack's on the floor while you're looking around the closet.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're not looking, this shadowy piece of fabric, like, caterpillars towards your bag and climbs in and, like, goes to the bottom of your bag while you're not looking.
There we go.
Listen, Robbie, it's gonna... Everything will be fine. Don't panic.
We should call the bed off.
I put my microphone... Are you there, Oliver?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up, Tommy? I'm in the ballroom, I think.
I'm gonna say over.
I'm in the ballroom, I think, over...
Listen, Robbie and I are upstairs in Sanderson's bedroom, and we're locked in the closet. Over.
How did you do that, Over?
I don't know, Over.
All right, I'll be right up. Give me a minute. Over. Phil goes to the kitchen. Hey, hey.
No, there's mice.
Yeah, I know.
I know. Well, you're stuck in a closet.
Hey, Dean.
Tommy and your girlfriend got stuck in a closet upstairs. They need help.
What are you talking about? She's right over there.
Hi, boys.
Philip starts to slowly back away. Tommy, who did you say is in the closet with you? Over.
Robbie. What? Here. I'll put it on the mic right now, Over.
I'm starting to think this is a really bad idea. I think we should call the bet off.
Over.
The both of us just turn and look at Robbie.
We'll be right up. Over.
I think I owe you a pounding, you loser. And she starts walking towards you.
Dean, hold her off. I'll go get them upstairs.
Dean, like, grabs a pan and stands between Phil and Robbie.
Phil, like, runs and darts past Robbie up the stairs.
What's going on? Who's down there with you?
A minute later, he gets upstairs, he sees the open door, and runs in. Takes a minute to look around and sees the closet. Should the door open?
No, it's locked. Well,
maybe it's just, maybe it's, okay, so.
Something fell over it, so it's stuck, you can't, that's why I clean it. Like a closet or a dresser.
Yeah. One second! And you hear Phil grunting and the sound of something moving. Mm-hmm. And then he, like, opens the door, like, a quarter of the way. That's as much as I can do. Come on, we gotta go.
Alright.
And Robbie, you notice that Phil is giving you a very strange look.
What?
We should go.
And you go downstairs, and Robbie and Dean, neither Robbie or Dean, neither...
You guys are coming down the stairs, and Dean runs by with a pan that's, like, folded in half. Run! Everybody run!
So we all run out of the house. You don't have to do my homework.
I think we can call that one a draw.
Yeah. We're going to go into town. And we're going to see if there's people there.
Mm-hmm. Mmm. Our bites are gone?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No. Robbie's bike is gone.
Mm-hmm. That's Robbie, Robbie was riding on the moped.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I was thinking, like, the house ate our bikes.
Mans have a bike still.
Alright.
Or, if this is really a 90s kid horror book... We come out of the house and then get in trouble because somebody found our bikes and the broken...
The police are right there.
Yeah.
We come running out.
We come out and then...
Go around the corner.
We'll end the scene with another cliffhanger.
Yeah.
We come out and we just hear... What are you doing here?
Now that's my scene. Well, you're not trapped in a closet.
Yeah.
We are in trouble, though.
Well, no, not...
We don't know that yet.
I think it's a good, because we're using up a lot of bats.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I gotta screw somebody over, unfortunately.
Screw your mean cousin.
Alright. No, I don't want it. I'll screw your mean steps.
Alright.
Thank you, sir.
Stepson.
Yeah. Robbie, I think things changed in there. I'm your stepfather now. Alright, so this is my scene. I'm going to pick it up like 20 minutes later.
I'm going to say, Robbie and Thomas have already been dropped off by the police, and Dean and Philip were just sitting in the back of the cruiser, watching through the window as, like, the officer, like, pantomime, like, you know, I found these kids, and her mom was like, doing, oh, I'm so sorry, officer. So, what do you think mom and dad are gonna, well, is it my dad and your mom, or your dad and my mom?
You pick, I don't care.
What do you think, our parents are gonna say when we get home?
Well, Dad's not going to believe us.
No. I mean, I don't even mean about the ghost version of Robbie. I meant the being brought home by the police.
We're probably going to get grounded.
Yeah. We're going to have to go back and get our bikes.
Yeah. And the moped.
Yeah. What happened with that not Robbie thing?
Dean is still holding the pan. It is like a big, like, cast iron pan. It threw it back at me.
Jeez. Well, they were right about staying away from the old Sanderson place. Probably shouldn't go to the train yard either.
About this time, I would say
the cop comes back.
The cop comes back, and
what were you kids thinking?
We were trying to see who would run away first.
It was a stupid bet. Mom, it was my idea.
You're just lucky that, old lady.
That's the police officer.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I kind of figured the cop was, like, turning us over to our parents, because...
Well, you're in the back of the car.
Yeah.
He's driving now, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Okay.
You kids are just lucky that, old lady Sanderson didn't show up and try to bake you into some of her cookies.
No, there was definitely something weird in that house.
Don't you worry about that. Just stay away from there, you hear?
We won't go back there again,
sir.
Officer. No. Yeah, we hear you.
All right, we're here. I'm going to walk you fellas in.
Okay.
Do you want to tell them what happened, or should I?
Dean will do it.
He gives you, like, a death glare. All right, fine. Let's go.
All right. Just one question. Dean, when's your 15th birthday?
Next week. Why?
Just wondering.
So I feel like it pans, the camera pans away to, like, down the end of the sidewalk with, you know, the officer rings the doorbell, and
yeah,
our mom answers the door, and the pantomiming, oh my God, what's happened?
And the camera pulls back, and Robbie is standing on the corner across the street.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. The fake Robbie.
Well,
or is it?
Robbie. Some Robbie.
Some Robbie.
Okay. So I guess that's my scene. Nice little epilogue to the Sanderson place.
Yeah.
Definitely a bad day.
Trade heads.
What do you have, Meyer?
I have a good day.
Yeah. I'll give this to Ryan to help balance it out.
All right. Well, we haven't brought in our local shop yet.
Nope.
So Robbie's grounded. Not Robbie,
Dean.
I'm sorry. Dean is grounded.
And Philip.
And Philip.
Probably Robbie, too. But...
But Dean has a part-time job down at the candy store.
Ah, okay.
So...
What's your boss's name?
Mr. Marzipan.
You were waiting for that, weren't you? Mr. Marzipan.
So Dean walks in.
Mean Dean!
I picture Mr. Marzipan as like a Salvador Dali mustache.
Yeah. I feel like he's like... I feel
sorry.
Like he's wearing like
I don't know what happened.
Like a white
right under your foot.
Like a blue pinstripe, like white button down shirt with like an apron. He's got that crazy mustache, he's balding, has glasses.
Mean Dean!
I'm sorry to be late, Mr. Marzipan. I had a little bit of a thing happened this afternoon.
I heard about your little adventure.
Really?
Yeah. It's all around town. You know how it is in a small town like this.
Everybody gets to
it's
talk.
It's Chris Parnell just in my head right now. You know how things are in a small town like this.
Yeah.
Shut it, Cyril.
Oh.
Okay, never mind.
Anyway, I guess I'll get to sweeping up by the Sugar Pops.
Sounds like a good idea, you hard worker, you.
He picks up a broom. He ties on an apron. He's under his leather jacket. He was wearing like a cotton candy pink. Never stop eating candy.
It's striped.
It's pinstriped.
Just out of curiosity. While you were at the Sanderson place, you didn't happen to eat the cookies, did you?
No.
Oh, good.
Don't recall there being any cookies, sir.
Well, of course not. That place has been abandoned for years. What a silly thing to say.
Yeah, silly.
Why would you think there's cookies there, Dean?
But, you know, just to be safe, if, you better stay away from there. And the old train yard.
I'll do that, sir. Good advice. Dean goes back to sweeping, and as soon as Mr. Marzipan turns his back, takes the folded up piece of paper from the typewriter that he took from the old Sanderson place and unfolds it. We see the after a couple of carriage returns, after little did he know he was only yards away or feet away, I forget what I said, from the person who would kill him, and that person's name was Roberta Harris.
Are you ending your scene there?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right.
That ended well for me or poorly for me?
It ended. We don't have very many black dice, so that ended well for you.
All right, I got out of the house.
Yeah. You have to give it away.
All right. I will give it to
Moyer.
Moyer.
Thanks.
Hoy, Moyer!
What do you want in life?
I want to have sex with you.
That's something.
Wow.
By the way, Mean Dean, your parents are fucking.
Right now.
They call
no,
me.
No, it went well for you.
All right, Ed, you're up.
All right.
Sorry, the snap run.
I am at a loss.
Yeah, I kind of was too. You could always resolve.
Yeah, I'll resolve.
Okay.
Oh wait, no, I give it away. So I'll take a good one.
All right, so it ends well for you. Well, I guess that means you can't be kidnapped by your doppelganger. It ends well for Rob.
It ends well for him.
Okay. Maybe I can come into the store and, like...
I was thinking maybe...
Maybe Dean and I finally, like...
Fuck. Maybe we should do what our parents have been doing.
Maybe, like, I come into the candy store and Dean
right
and I finally, like...
front of Susie.
Talk about each other. Like, talk about how we like each other.
Maybe.
Well, then one of you is definitely going to die.
Maybe. Maybe.
Oh,
wait, I love it because I just looked at a piece of paper that said
that's what I was thinking.
She's
yeah
gonna kill me.
So we'll say, yeah, it picks up right that Dean's looking at the piece of paper
and
that says Roberta's gonna kill him. And then Robbie says, "Oh, hey, Dean," and you look up and she's right there.
I like this better. The person who's gonna kill you is named, and then you hear Roberta Harris.
And Dean, like, looks up and his eyes go wide.
Dean, it's your little friend. Mean Dean, it's your little friend.
Yes.
Robbie the rest now.
Hi, Robbie.
Oh, hey, Dean. What are you doing?
Keeping the old store clean.
Yes, he is.
So...
That's our Dean. Oh, he's working hard, or maybe hardly working.
Yeah. So I just wanted to see if you're okay, you know, after what happened, and I hope you didn't get into too much trouble.
Oh, you know, I'm not going to see the sunshine except to go to school and work for the next 6 weeks, but...
You're not going to miss your birthday party next week, are you?
Well... Jury's still out about whether or not that's actually going down, but, you know, who needs a stupid birthday party anyway?
Yeah, I mean, 15, it's not like a big deal or anything.
No.
Mr. Marzipan comes over. What? Dean, what is this out here? You're turning 15 next week?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, what a monumentous occasion!
I didn't know it was that big a deal.
Get you a bag of special stuff.
Of course it is. 15 is a very important time in a young person's life.
Don't worry, I'll talk to your parents and make sure.
You have to go to your birthday party. In fact, I'm going to get together something special for you. And he goes off into the back.
Oh, God.
Up your ass. No.
In front of Susie.
Susie just...
Why is this toddler undetected everywhere?
Why are you doing this in front of me?
Does he give you the creeps?
I mean, you get used to it.
Honestly, this whole town gives me creeps.
Yeah, you get used to it. But...
To be honest, there's only one thing in this stupid town that I really like.
The peanut butter taffy right there.
And what would that be?
You. I mean, not like I'm in love with you or anything. I just, you know... I like spending time... You're the only thing I like spending time with... Shut up! And she smacks you. Punches you in the arm.
She punches you on God.
Dean falls over into a display of lollipops.
Clumsy?
Maybe he glances down at the piece of paper... And then, like, crumbles it up and tosses it into the wastebasket. Maybe I like hanging out with you, too. You're cool. You know, you're smart and funny and... Whenever you pound your cousin,
He makes the funniest noises.
Well, good. Then
stop doing this.
We like spending time with each other.
This is not sexual education.
Maybe I'll come to your birthday party.
Yeah, that would be cool. I look forward to seeing you there.
All right. She gives you a little kiss on the cheek and then walks away. He just comes.
Fire just orgasmed in bed.
She kisses Dean on the cheek. Dean just comes. The volume that goes over Niagara Falls.
Wow. The town is
proud. This is a nap walk.
Yeah.
Wouldn't the person be coming for like thousands of years?
Yes.
Just one person.
If you were coming, a normal amount of ejaculate.
Yeah.
It was also a really long time if it was the entire world's population.
Yeah.
Well, it was because it was the volume that goes over Niagara Falls in an hour.
Right.
So long.
Took a while.
It was like decades. For like the whole world's population of men.
Yep.
The curse.
Mm-hmm. All right. So
Robbie gives Dean a little kiss on the cheek, and I'm guessing that she just like turns and bolts.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And Dean fixes the display of lollipops that he clumsily knocked over.
All right.
Thumbed over.
No, wait. No, that's not the one I'm giving away. This is.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Dean curls up into a fetal position as he is orgasming so much that it is painful.
I have three ones.
And it is going to go on until he dies.
Alright, that's.
Right. Mean Dean, quit coming all over the merchandise.
Time for the tilts.
Alright, we really haven't. Kind of been interested about eating, I guess.
Six black.
Six white.
Six black.
All right, so the three of us will have to roll again. Meyer's got the white.
Five black.
Four black.
three.
So Ed. Black. Ed and Meyer get the tilt.
We got the tilt.
You got it there?
Yep.
I'm going to tilt your asshole.
Right in front of Susie.
I'll write it down for you guys.
Why? Why are you doing this?
How is that girl everywhere? People are always having sex. Oh, and you guys got to roll these dice for the tilts.
The question is more, why is everyone having sex?
Honey, I'm just not in the mood. Susie's not here.
I understand. Ed, you got to roll the dice.
I just can't do it if, not, if Susie the toddler isn't watching.
Susie the... Yeah. Six, six, four, three.
That was a two?
It was.
It was.
It was.
No fives.
Four, one. Oh, there's one.
Yeah, one. Doesn't matter. We don't want to use all the dice in this one.
They only use four.
Chouse? What's chouse?
It means you're an idiot.
Yeah, it means you gotta fuck right in front of Susie. Age five.
Yep.
Question
poor is, Susie. She's gonna be damaged.
Question is, why are we having sex in front of Susie? The teeth, like. Alright, Susie, you got school, the teacher, and like, the principal walks in. I have to fuck you.
Let's go. What? With trouble.
Trouble.
Right here in River City. With a capital T that rhymes with P that stands for pool.
Ow.
Oh, Eric.
I'm gonna go with two of loss.
Trouble and loss.
Ed.
Alright.
Someone's been framed for trouble.
I'm gonna go with six. They were dead the whole time.
Oh boy.
Oh god.
I feel like the climax has to be Dean's 15th birthday.
Yeah.
All right.
So get our dice back together.
I'm sorry, I missed it. What was the other one?
They've been dead the whole time, and someone has been framed.
Someone has been framed. Okay.
Maybe.
You're framed from blah blah.
Blah blah. Blah,
but
blah.
Cool.
All right, it's Meyer's turn.
Are we gonna do? We're not gonna do.
We could drive in reverse.
Reverse.
Do we want to?
Sure.
And then it's Ed's turn.
All right.
Could resolve again.
Yeah, why not?
I'll resolve again.
Okay, it ends badly for
Ed. Bad. There. Let's see. Let's see. So far in the story, we kind of have to get the mystery.
We have not found out at all why people are not eating, nor has the alien suit really done anything.
So how about we... It ends badly. How about...
Oh, well, there's a...
Oh.
A doppelganger of you running
around.
Yes,
I have an idea. What if we're in school and I get called into the principal's office because they have, like... video footage of me doing something.
Okay. All
right.
So, we're in, Dean and I are in class, and I'm sitting there at my desk, and,
just an impersonal voice over the PA.
Yeah, and
Roberta.
Mr.
The principal.
Yeah, and there's a teacher up there with a bow tie who's talking about science or whatever. He's doing some, you know.
Who's the principal?
Mr. Lovecraft.
Mrs. Lovecraft. We've had all guys so far.
All right, so a voice comes over the PA. Will Roberta Harris please report to Mrs. Lovecraft's office immediately? Roberta Harris to Mrs. Lovecraft's office.
Roberta Harris.
The rest of the class goes, ooh.
Robbie looks at Dean and, like, rolls her eyes.
The teacher goes, all right, everyone, settle down. Robbie, you go.
She gets up and she starts walking down the hallway towards the principal's office. She walks into the principal's office. Hi, I got called in.
Have a seat. There's an uncomfortable wooden bench.
She sits down. Am I gonna miss class? We're talking about chlorophyll. I like chlorophyll.
You'll have to wait.
The intercom buzzes. Miss Spencer.
Miss Spencer picks up. Yes, Mrs. Lovecraft.
Is Miss Harris here?
Yes, she's here.
Send her in, please. We're ready for her.
You can go in.
Hi, Mrs. Lovecraft.
I would imagine there's also a police officer.
It's the same cop that arrested us. Sit down, please, Miss Harris.
What's going on?
Please have a seat, young lady.
We want to speak with you about the incident last night.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, don't bother to deny it, dear. We have video evidence.
Of what?
We know it was you.
What? You know what was me?
If you admit to it, everything will go easy.
Officer Malone, I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right, let's show her the tape, then.
There's one of those old, like, big TVs strapped to a cart and VCR.
And laser disc player.
And a laser disc player.
He pulls out a laser.
He pulls out a laser disc.
The police officer pops a VHS into the player and then fiddles with the remote for a second. How do I get the? Oh, there we go. Here. And it plays, and it pops onto the scene. You see a grainy black and white video that's like high up. It's obviously a security camera. There's a little timestamp at the bottom that puts it at about 10 p.m. last night. Is it a store?
Well, we haven't decided yet.
It should be the candy store.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So you could see half the sign that says Never Stop. You see it just says Eating Candy! Exclamation mark in the frame. And you see you walk into the frame and just kind of stand there for a second. And then you walk over and pick up a garbage pail from in front, like a municipal garbage pail, and just chuck it through the window and smash it.
What?
And then the Robbie on the tape goes in, and she's gone for a minute, and comes out holding armfuls of candy, and looks up at the security tape for security camera, and then walks off.
That's ridiculous.
It is.
I was not there last night. I was home in bed. You can call my mom. You can check my room. I mean, that was a lot of candy. Where would I keep all that candy?
You tell me.
Check my room. Check my locker. I didn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we did call your aunt already. She's on her way. You're going to stick to the story?
I'm sticking to it because it's the truth. I don't know who's on that video, but it's not me.
I was afraid of this. Listen, dear, if you don't confess, Mr. Marzipan is going to want to press charges.
And that means I'm going to have to arrest you.
Arrest me?
Destruction of property, theft.
Breaking and entering.
Breaking and entering, yeah. Those words that I just failed to say.
Now you're going to be 15 soon, aren't you?
In like a month, yeah.
Well, this sort of behavior won't fly once you're 15.
Look, I don't know what happened in that video, but I do know that I didn't take any candy. And then she goes to pick up her bag and the candy just spills out of it.
You were saying?
I didn't put that there.
Well, we're going to have a very long chat with your aunt when she gets here. At that moment, the intercom buzzes. Yeah. For your aunt.
I think that can be the end of the scene.
Yeah. That did not end well for you.
That did not end well.
And you keep your dad.
You keep the...
Ryan! Alright.
Ryan! Ryan! Ryan, all the milk in the world is spoiled!
Oh, God.
Ryan, fucking in front of Susie!
Why?
Wearing an Eric mask!
She has because it's his dad's fucking.
Yeah. Bill, can I take the mask off now?
Oh, no.
Well, that was like three more levels of detail than I needed. Really, I would have been fine when I'm fucking, but.
I just wanted to be thorough.
Here, watch the video.
No!
Fifty Shades of Darkest.
Alright.
Darkest 50 Shades.
50 Shades of Ryan's parents.
50 Shades of Fluoride.
Anyway.
Yeah. I'm going to resolve and say that it's badly for me.
Well, I just did.
So I think that other Roberta should come to you with the typewriter and tell you that she, like, stole, she broke into the place again and took that typewriter.
Okay. So maybe maybe I'm at home.
Mm-hmm.
We've been pretty much confined to our rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we do you want to get involved in this? We share a room.
Oh, we do?
Maybe.
Well, I mean, if it's like after school, I figure we're like confined to the house.
Okay.
So maybe we're like, I'm thinking I'm on the couch reading a comic book.
Okay.
It's the 90s.
See, I was picturing you in your room, like, you're sitting there reading a comic book, like, in bed, and he's, like, sitting there with headphones on.
Yeah.
Just, like, air drumming. And you
too.
Just hear, against the window, you hear, like, the sound.
I'm listening to Two Princes by the Spin Doctors.
On repeat.
Yes.
And you just hear the sound of, like, metal against the house. And you look over, there's a ladder on your window.
What the heck?
Do people actually do this?
Who the heck is calling it? Phil tentatively goes to the window and peeks out. Your stupid girlfriend.
What?
She's climbing up the ladder and she knocks on the window and waves.
Robbie, what are you doing here?
You gotta get it. If our parents catch you here, we're both gonna get in even more trouble.
She points to the window and says, and mouths, let me in.
Philip put mines. Go away!
Dean, like, pushes Philip out of the way and unbolts the window and opens it. No! Susie's not here!
I'm gonna go. It would be weird if I was here.
No, you stay.
Oh. No, that's Susie's thing.
Yeah, that's Susie's thing.
Can't take that away from her. All right. Dean opens the lock and pushes the window up. But Robbie, what are you doing here? Come on, get in off that ladder.
If our parents catch
you,
we're gonna be in so much trouble.
They're not gonna catch us.
Better not.
But what are you carrying? What's in your backpack?
I want to show you something cool.
All right, yeah, that's cool.
She opens up her backpack. Recognize this? And she pulls out the typewriter.
It's a typewriter.
That was on the table in the kitchen at the old Sanderson place.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what you were looking at when I scared the crap out of you.
Yeah, I don't think you should have taken that, Robbie. There's something weird about that typewriter.
Yeah. Yeah, there is. Look what it says now.
Everyone leans in.
It says, "This is not the real Roberta Harris."
Weird. Why would you write that, Robbie?
I didn't write it.
Okay. So what, is some kind of magic typewriter that just writes itself?
Dean is, like, slowly backing away.
That would be crazy. Almost as crazy as a doppelganger of somebody you know.
Why did you bring that thing here?
Because it wasn't finished with you yet.
What do you mean?
It still has a story to tell.
Dean? I don't think that's Robbie.
I don't think it is either. It's done.
Duh!
It just says, get out. Get out now. Run!
What are magical typewriters ever benevolent? And Phil runs.
I'm gonna say that Dean is like oddly transfixed.
Mm-hmm.
He can't go. I'm not afraid of you.
Oh, it shouldn't be me that you're afraid of.
The typewriter is like typing out this dialogue as we speak it.
I came here as a warning. don't eat the cookies.
And then the Tide Burners, don't eat the cookies, don't eat the cookies, don't eat the cookies. And then I'm guessing Alt Robbie just leaves, or and leaves the typewriter, or what happens
when you look up from the typewriter? She's gone.
Don't eat the cookies. Don't eat the cookies. And she's still going to kill you.
It's typing, like, it's not even putting spaces anymore. It's just all caps. Don't eat the cookies. Don't eat the cookies. Just continuous.
Alright, well, that ended pretty badly for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep the die.
Mm-hmm. It's Alex's turn.
I pass.
Oh my.
Ow.
Yeah, that was a smart decision.
Ow, my fucking elbow.
Why?
Ed pretended to break his neck and instead elbowed the divider between your windows there.
Really good move.
I feel bad, but.
It is. It's like that time when he jumped and slammed his head into the door.
When did I do what?
At Ryan. There's a doorknob and he just like.
This is gonna suck.
He just dove into the door.
There's not a thing I can do about it. Bam!
When you force with the doorknob and you.
And I would be mad at you, but you somehow managed to defy gravity.
Alright, so. I'm thinking it's a few days later. It is the day before Dean's birthday party. Phil's grounding has been temporarily lifted because his mom needs his help to get things ready. So he has to, like, go out to the stores and get stuff. And Dean is at work, but Phil has to go to the candy shop to pick up the stuff that his mom... Oh! Phil is going to the bakery. Because his mom ordered a bunch of cookies.
I mean, if you wanted to keep it at the candy store, he could sell cookies, too.
Yeah.
I was going to stop at the candy store on my way back. But yeah, let's keep it at the candy store. So Phil rides his bike and parks it up front. There's still, like, a big piece of plywood over the window that was shattered. And he walks in. Hi, Mr. Marzipan.
Well, if it isn't Mean Dean's little bean.
Don't call me that.
What can I get you for?
My mom sent me to pick up an order. He, like, reaches into his pocket and pulls out a slip. She said it's all paid for already. I just got to pick up.
Oh, yeah? Mom. Something for the big day, huh?
Yeah. Dean is turning 15 tomorrow.
And it's only a matter of time before you make that big jump, my friend.
That tends to happen.
Tell you what. In the meantime, can I get you a milkshake on the house?
Okay.
He walks over. The cookies are right over there on the, and he's at the fountain making a shake. Cookies are in the box over there. Why don't you go over and grab them?
Oh, okay. Phil walks over and grabs the box, and he opens it to take a look, and there's a whole bunch of weirdly colored and, like, misshapen cookies.
Try one! It goes great with milk.
No, thanks. My mom would get really mad if I ate one. He takes a sip of the milkshake. Is it rancid milk?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I think you gotta fix your milkshake machine or something.
No. That's our special milk. It goes really well with cookies.
Okay. Thanks. I'm gonna go home now.
This turned into Troll 2, didn't it?
Phil backs out.
Blog is Goblins Phil back.
And he rides his bike. He doesn't go home, though. He goes to Tom's house. He, as he gets closer, he pulls out his walkie-talkie.
Tom, are you there? Over.
I'm in the treehouse. Over.
All right. I'll be there in a minute. I got something to show you. Over.
I have something to show you, too. Over.
All right. So a few minutes later, Phil climbs up into the treehouse, like manhandling the thing of cookies up. Whew. It's really hard to climb up that thing with one hand.
What if we had a little basket later?
Ah, okay. So he climbs up and then pulls up the basket. Dude, look at this.
What?
Remember how everyone's been saying, like, don't eat the cookies?
Uh-huh.
This is what my mom ordered for Phil, for Dean's birthday. He opens it up and shows you the weird cookies. And then Mr. Marzipan tried to get me to eat one and gave me a milkshake that was made with that weird bad milk. And said it was special milk, just like the lunch lady did.
Let me tell you, ever since the Sanderson place, I've been doing my own investigation. You look at the wall.
He's got the conspiracy court board.
Wow. You've been busy, man.
There's one string that goes to Nixon, and it's just, and he's just crossed out.
Spoiled milk, cookies. I don't know, it connects to something. And then, let me tell you, I forgot to show you my backpack after the place do my homework.
Mm-hmm.
Inside, found this suit.
Whoa, what is that?
I don't know, man. It's like an alien suit.
Did you put it on?
Like a suit.
Yeah.
Like an Egger suit.
An hair
suit. Did you put it on?
No, man.
Why not?
I don't want this.
What if it gives you, like, superpowers or something?
It's scary. What if it gives me, like, cancer or something?
The old Goosebumps cancer story.
Ha ha, you got cancer.
That was a great book.
Get cancer and die.
Oh, God.
Again.
Get cancer and die. Again. Oh, not again. I want listeners, someone who's good at Photoshop, make that book cover.
Get cancer and die. Or ha ha, you've got cancer. Both. Well, both.
Let's say cheese and die. Okay. All
right.
Again.
All right. Okay. Hey, and you know what?
What?
Your cousin came to my house the other day. She like climbed up to our room with a ladder. And brought the magic typewriter from the Sanderson place.
There's no way she did. That was her.
What do you mean?
I mean, she's been double punished ever since a couple days ago.
For what?
I don't know. My mom and dad didn't say anything, but she did some real bad stuff.
I think
I don't know, something about like a candy shop or something. I heard them yelling. I think that she may have snuck into there and broke some stuff or stole some stuff or I don't know. It's not my business, but she'd been locked in that room. She can't get out.
Yeah, I think it was the double.
What double?
Okay. So when we were at the Sanderson place, when you and Robbie were locked in the closet.
Yeah.
Robbie was downstairs with me and Dean. There was another Robbie.
Oh my.
I don't know how, but there were two of them.
Just like her?
It looked just like her.
Okay.
Except it was like crazy strong.
Okay, the index card writes very double, puts like bisexual and pills on it.
What do you think it all means?
I don't know. But we'll find out.
Do you think I should bring these cookies back to my mom? What if she, like, serves with the people?
Well, you have to bring it to her, right? What if you get in trouble? I mean, does she totally get the cookies, right?
Yeah.
So she...
She's waiting for the cookies.
She might be in on it.
Wow, what if they're all in on it?
That's true, my mom... She always tells me she had cookies, but I don't eat them because Robbie always steals it from me. Double cookies.
Oh, it ends badly for me.
How about...
I think as the camera pulls away, it just cuts to
Aunt Jenny and Uncle Steve, they're standing under the treehouse. They're looking up and they're listening. Mm. And then they look at each other. And then they walk back into the house.
Alright, I guess it ends there then.
I mean, it doesn't have to end there, but
I guess it ends there then.
It ends there then!
I don't really know what else, where else to go with that right now.
Yeah, it sounded like it was winding down.
Yeah.
So but yeah, I figured Aunt Jenny and Uncle Steve are listening under the treehouse, and then they just...
Fuck.
They get Susie and fuck.
Susie, get out of here.
Time to fuck.
No, Susie's not here. I brought her.
Meyer's scene now.
Uh-huh. Alright. Well, I'm gonna say it ends good for me.
Everyone's just resolving.
I like the fact like everyone builds on upon.
So it's the last go round, so maybe we should start with Dean's birthday.
What if someone we try on the suit?
Okay. Dude, you have to try on the suit.
Alright. Anyway, how much...
So wait, is it the morning of Dean's birthday and you decide to, or are we going straight into it?
What's the score?
No, just go straight into it. Okay. Dude, you have to try on the suit.
Alright. It's too big. Because it's not the second go-around, because it started with you. This is the
best
of this. Oh, right, yeah.
Ed starts with the last go
round. That's right.
So I'm starting with you, then that'll be good.
The last go round. Yeah. Right.
All right. So we tried it on. A suit is like a. It looks way too big. So when I put on it, it looks way too big. But all of a sudden, it just.
Yeah.
Goes into it.
It's got like glowing veins on it. It looks like it's almost alive.
The mask is.
Looks like the Green Lantern suit from the movie. Mm-hmm. But not CGI.
And it kind of adheres to you and begins to pulse and...
What the heck?
How do you feel?
I don't know. It's alright, so core our test.
Alright.
Strength, I guess. Will be the first test?
Yeah. Okay. We need something like... There's like a little shelf of rocks. I don't know. See if you could crush that.
All
right. This one's the hardest.
I squeeze it, and all of a
sudden, just powders in your hand.
Oh my,
dude!
Gee whiz! All right. So test strength. Test is
very very high.
Yeah.
What about speed?
All right, let's go down the stairs. All right, ready? Get out of my backyard, and I go to the block. All right, I'll go.
All right, I've got like a stopwatch on my phone. All right, see how long it takes you. Like, run to the end of the block and back.
All right.
All right, ready, set, go.
I'm back.
You're back. You're back.
Yeah.
That was like 0.3 seconds!
Oh my. So speed test. And so strength.
Tom, you know what this means.
Superhero suit.
You're a superhero.
Oh my gosh.
Can you fly?
Let's see. He jumps, but he can't. But he comes really
high. He just jumps really high. Okay, no flying. You have to think, and you like land in the tree of the treehouse.
You grab
like,
right, flying no, but jumping yes.
Wow. What else can you do? Is it like a user's manual or something?
I don't think so. I mean, maybe he hits like a button on the thing.
No, there's like a control panel or something on it.
Let's just press buttons, I guess.
falls off.
Oh.
You killed it.
Oh, man. I knew it was too good to be true.
Maybe you just, like, turned it off.
And we press the button again, and it goes right back.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, no. Better yet, you press the button, uh-huh. and instead of the suit falling off, it just, like,
what it goes,
sucks
like a,
in.
Into your... like a, maybe it becomes like a, to like a wash.
So. Okay,
okay,
I like it. That's very 90s.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
I pressed the button again.
You are totally a superhero, man.
Maybe we can help. All right. And I guess you're my sidekick.
Ah, well, I mean, I don't know about that. Maybe I'm like, your partner? Maybe like, I'm like Professor X. I just send you on dangerous missions.
What missions you got for me? I mean, I thought I'd be more like Batman since I was doing the investigation by myself, and then you're like my boy Wonder, or maybe Nightwing.
I don't even know Nightwing. He doesn't have any powers.
What about? We'll figure it out.
Okay. But oh man, I'm your Alfred.
What about more like Gordon?
Guess that's better. Anyway, we need to stop your not sister. Cousin.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, I mean, we gotta figure out how to distinguish between her and not her.
A helmet goes on. A helmet goes on you, and you goggles go over your face. And you can see, like, almost like infrared.
Oh. Oh. This could
there's
be
a
good trick.
Yeah, there's a HUD that pops
yeah.
up and it identifies Phil as human.
Yeah. Well, this could probably do the trick.
Whoa.
I'm totally Batman.
Do you, like, see through walls?
You see your parents fucking.
And Susie just going, why?
Susie just kind of accepts it now. She's playing with her dolls. She doesn't even pay attention.
This is ridiculous. Oh, God.
This is
gross.
Terrible.
Ew, gross.
What?
I see my parents. You don't want to know.
Ew.
Is Susie there?
Where's your cousin?
She's in her room. She's not in her room.
What?
Where is she?
We just ended there. Mm-hmm. That definitely ended well for Meyer.
Yep.
Meyer's a superhero. Right. Also, he has 4 white dice.
Yeah, and there's 3.
Yeah.
Some of you are getting fucked over. At least 2 of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think it's the morning.
Of the big birthday party.
The big birthday party. And,
for some reason, the whole town is turning up.
Yeah. It's like the social event of the season.
And Roberta, is standing in front of the old Sanderson place. I'm sorry I can't be at your birthday party, but I have to find myself. And she climbs the fence.
Literally.
Literally. And she climbs the fence and walks in. Hello?
So I'm thinking she walks in, and there's the shot from the street, like, as she walks into the dark house,
mm-hmm.
and the door just slams shuts behind her by itself.
She jumps. I know you're here. Why did you do that to the candy store? Did you know how much trouble I got in?
You hear creaking of floorboards coming from upstairs.
What do you want? She goes up the stairs.
The bedroom door just...
She walks in. Hello? Is anybody in here?
Robbie sees herself sitting on the bed. Hello?
I knew it. Who are you? What are you?
That's too complicated to explain. But I've been trying to help.
Help? You got me grounded. You almost got me arrested.
But you're not at the party.
No. Why?
So you won't eat the cookies.
What? I think we should end it there. Yeah. I'm actually okay with ending it there.
All right.
Did that end well for you or badly for you?
I would say well.
Yeah.
It didn't end badly.
Yeah.
It might end badly for him at the end.
At the end.
He gets two black and one white.
But all what right. about... but what about everybody else? And that'll be the end.
All right. We cut over to the Coleman's backyard.
I was thinking the same thing, that Doppel Robbie isn't the bad guy.
Yeah. She didn't know how else to get you to stay away, so she broke in to get you grounded / arrested. Or maybe she really broke in because that's where they were making the cookies.
Right. Something like that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, all so right. you're saying.
I'm right. thinking whatever happens, the old Sanderson house is actually benevolent and is trying to protect the kids from whatever's happening in the town.
Mm. Yeah, I like it.
That's why they gave me the suit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's your super suit.
Super suit. Like Deus Machina.
Ex Machina.
All right. So Robbie is not Robbie. Sorry, Dean is staring horror struck at the typewriter because it says Dean knew instinctively that today he was going to die.
You feel a hand on your shoulder.
Looking into old antiques, there, mean Dean.
Figure yeah. he's got to be the...
Of course.
Yeah, Mr. Marzipan, anyway, thank you for coming to my party.
I wouldn't miss this for all the tea in China.
You never miss a 15th birthday?
I never miss a 15th birthday. It's a weird thing to say.
That is a weird thing to say.
Where's that little friend of yours, the troublemaker?
Oh, Roberta, I don't know if she's coming. Her aunt and uncle were very upset with her after what happened.
Well, that's understandable, but maybe I could talk to them. It's too important an occasion to miss, and he walks away. Hello, boys, and he waves at you two.
Yeah. Oh, hi.
As you're I'm bringing you into yes. the scene.
I was about to walk in anyway. What did the typewriter say?
Look.
Oh. I feel like, you know what? I'm going to Phil grabs the typewriter and starts hitting keys to say, to type something,
uh-huh.
and just nothing happens. Like... The hammers don't move. Yeah, like it clicks, but it yeah. just doesn't. Nothing writes.
I hate this typewriter.
Well,
all right. Whatever you do, don't eat the cookies.
Yeah. No. Not at all.
And don't die.
I'll try not to.
And don't worry, because Thomas is going to protect you.
Yeah, I'll protect you.
Oh, that really sets me at ease. What is he going to do? He's 11. He weighs like 90 pounds soaking wet.
Yeah. Leave you the watch.
Don't. You have to keep your secret identity, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, don't.
Just trust us. We've got it.
Yeah. Just keep safe. Just play along. And don't eat the cookies.
Or maybe don't eat anything. Especially mom's potato salad.
The lunch lady walks by. She's holding a tray.
Happy birthday!
What? Why is the lunch lady here?
Everybody's here.
The whole town's here.
Yeah, why?
It's a big occasion.
You three look parched. Would you like some milk?
No.
Oh, thank you.
We don't want any of your stupid milk.
We're fine. Thank you.
Young boys should drink milk.
Yeah, I drank some this morning. Wasn't spoiled.
Dean reaches forward. Dean, he suddenly gets an idea. He puts his hands on the keyboard of the typewriter, and he typed, the lunch lady accepted their no, took no for an answer, turned around, and walked away. And it actually types out, and then there's...
Well, I suppose I should take no for an answer.
And walk away.
Oh, the Jedi mind trick, but with a typewriter.
I think she has a different voice than she did before.
How did you do that?
I don't know. It wouldn't work for you. I was...
Maybe, let me try. And Phil, like, hits it, nothing happens again. Why does everyone get any cool powers from me?
Robbie has a doppelganger. He has a typewriter.
Robbie's a super strong doppelganger. You've got a magic typewriter.
Yeah.
Tommy's got the, well, you know, the thing.
And again, you're like Alfred. Or Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah, great. What does Commissioner Gordon ever get?
He has a cool mustache.
I don't want a mustache.
And your daughter's Batgirl.
Not anymore.
Oh,
Oracle.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Look, can we just focus on not dying right now?
Right, yeah.
I'm telling you, I got it covered.
Okay, okay. I can...
I've been training.
What did you type, like... You know, right in, Dean didn't die today.
Okay, he leans over the keyboard, and writes down, Dean didn't die today. And then the typewriter keeps going, at least that's what he kept telling himself. Dean was not going to die today, period. There! And then it keeps going. At least that's what he kept telling himself.
Oh, it edited your story, man.
You don't want this power. This thing has a mind of its own.
At that point, our mom sticks her head in. Boys, it's time to go outside and say hello. Dean, you have to say hi to all your guests.
Okay,
it's a very important occasion, your 15th birthday.
They have a countdown of exactly when you were born. Only 3 more hours until you are born. Everything's staying around.
All right. You guys go ahead. So Dean sits there for a second, like his head in his hands, exasperated. And he leans over the keys of the typewriter, and he types... with a flash of realization, Dean finally understood what the heck was going on. And he presses return. And then there's just like this moment of recognition. And he goes, oh my God. And then it cuts away.
No, and then it pans
so
down.
So that ended well for you.
I just gave him one.
Yeah, you
just watched me give him one.
Did I?
Yeah. Before it cuts away, you go, oh my God! And the camera just pans back down to the typewriter and it types out, but he wished he did it.
I love it.
Alright. It is Phil's scene.
It is.
DeGraw. Macklemore. His middle name is DeGraw.
It does begin with a D. I was thinking Dennis. The dentist
system.
Alright, so it's like 30 seconds late. So my mom came in and was like, boys, go out. So we went outside. Okay. We've got the radios.
Yeah.
So we can keep in touch across the party. Same thing.
I mean, radios is more like a...
Fine, we've got the walkie-talkies. That we'll keep in touch. We've got to keep an eye out. Can you like just use the goggles without the rest of the suit?
I think it's a package deal. I mean, I could sneak out, put it on, and, like, jump into a tree.
Psst. Psst. You guys look over, and you see Robbie hiding in the bushes.
Wait. It's your cousin.
Is that a real one, or... Is it real one, or...
I don't know. You're the one with the super gun.
Come here. You told me I can't put it on.
No, you just said you could... What? You guys didn't eat the cookies, did you? No.
No. Of course not.
I think it just cuts to, there's a table that's just covered in, like, trays of all different cookies.
Everybody brought
cookies. Everyone brought cookies, yeah. And they all look wrong. Mm. They're just, it's a table of bad cookies, and all the adults are, like, taking cookies and eating them.
No, they're not eating them. Nobody's eating cookies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no one's eating.
They're all drinking the milk, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody at the party has a glass of milk.
Everyone's walking around with a milk mustache.
What if I pee on all of them? That's a dumb idea.
Listen. Just... The time is gonna come soon.
Are you the real Robbie?
What do you mean?
There's two Robbies, apparently.
Just... Wait for the right time. And use that watch.
Why didn't you answer the question?
Doesn't matter.
How can we know if we can trust you or not?
I'm the only one that's trying to help.
How do we know that?
Because I told you not to eat the cookies.
No, the typewriter told us not to eat the... Are you the typewriter ghost?
That's kind of a loaded question.
Where's my superpowers, then?
Everybody else gets a cold guitar. Where's mine?
You left the basement before we could give you anything.
She started screaming. It's your fault.
Sorry. You want to go back there?
Maybe. Not right now.
Robbie is safe.
Fine. Right, okay. So we'll wait for the time. And then you'll use your super suit.
Just wait for the signal.
Okay.
What's the signal?
You'll know.
Of course.
I figured.
And she goes back to hiding.
Okay. You heard that you're not your cousin. Mm-hmm. Wait for the signal.
Yeah.
And then save everyone.
Mm.
Okay. I'm gonna go. Stand around and not eat cookies and not have superpowers or anything. Okay. Have fun saving the day.
Listen. Batman would never be able to save the day without Gordon.
Batman would save the day every time without Gordon.
I'm trying to make you feel better.
Yeah. Gordon just points him at the bad guy. That's all he does.
I mean... At the end of the day, Gordon's the guy who has to arrest the bad guys.
So Gordon's the guy who has to do all the paperwork. Great.
Your mom comes over. Honey, what are you doing over here? There's cookies and milk.
Apparently I'm playing Batman and Commissioner Gordon.
Come over here, honey. And she grabs you by the hand.
No,
come.
I don't want any cookies, Mom.
These are delicious. Mr. Marzipan made them himself.
No, I don't want it.
And she puts a cookie in your mouth.
I'll end it there.
There. Isn't that better?
All right.
So we got one die left.
It's Meyer.
And it's Wild. Are you establishing or resolving?
Doesn't really matter.
No,
doesn't matter.
I think your scene should start since this is the last scene.
Yeah.
There's a clinking of a glass, like a fork against the glass.
Yeah.
And Mr. Marzipan is, all right, everybody. If I could have your attention, please. Today is a big day.
Everyone cheers. Yeah.
Anyone who knows anything about Steinville knows that a 15th birthday party is one heck of a celebration.
Woo! Everyone claps and holds up their glasses of milk.
Would you like to, would the birthday boy like to say anything?
he comes out, he's actually holding the typewriter in his hands, like kind of cradling it like a child. He walks over and he says, yes, I would like to say something. I finally understand what's going on here. And we don't have to do this.
Philip walks up to you.
It's okay, Dean. Just have some milk.
Or a cookie.
No, we don't have to do this. One of our things in the middle was
they were dead the whole time.
They were dead the whole time. We can move on. We can go somewhere else. We don't have to stay here in Steinville for eternity.
What are you talking about, Dean? Here, have some milk.
No.
It'll make you feel better.
And then the whole town, have some milk. And they start walking and then a table gets flipped over and you see Robbie. No!
Da, 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 da. Save the day! Come! I grab Dean by the wrist and I jump away from the other one trying to get... I grab both of them. Phil and Dean. And I jump away from the bad guys. Come with me.
And you fly to the Sanderson place.
Yeah.
Do you want a cookie, Tommy?
I smack. Yeah!
And Phil dies because you smack him with his
snap. Snap! Out of it!
There's one thing I can do for you, Faux Robbie says. And
I know how to get it. I grab some. Maybe you're holding milk. I make you drink some milk and you make you puke.
No, I think I like the milk.
Yeah. She goes, I can help him. Uh-huh. And she just puts her hands on his head and says, and she says, let go. And you're flying over the Sanderson place. And she just says, let go. Makes Phil feel compelled to let go.
Let go of what?
Of his wrist.
Holding you. I'm jumping over the thing. I'm not even going to land yet.
Yeah, he's holding me.
Right.
So, like, you go.
He's holding me.
Oh, he's... Okay.
All right, like, you go, then.
All right.
Buddy.
Philip Foster's death.
You're my best buddy.
No, she sort of... Slowly, she slowly cradles him down into the old Sanderson place. And by the time you land in the house, you gotta go through.
Well, let's roll, see what happens.
That's true.
I think that would be a good thing to end.
Three white.
Okay.
Seven, ten. All right.
That's eight. And four black.
Oof.
I kind of like what we have going, and I feel like since it's a Goosebumps book, I don't know.
I think we're
what
totally,
do you know?
We're totally in hell.
Yeah. In my purgatory, I think.
Hang on. I gotta find the...
I think I was... I didn't play it, or I didn't do it in the scene, but Thomas was hesitant of dropping Phil first. You know, he's like, oh, he's my friend, I want him to fall and die.
And Robbie was like, trust me, I got him.
Yeah. And then it was more of a struggle for internal struggle before we did it.
Alright,
rewrite.
Don't have fiasco.
Well, okay, so. So I feel do we want to just go?
Yeah, I feel like if you land in the house, you just see that Robbie's just sort of sitting there. She's sitting there with a plate of milk and cookies.
hey guys.
Okay, so I have an idea.
Because they didn't want us to eat the cookies in the house. They kept telling us not to eat the cookies in the house.
So the three of you are in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And then Philip comes down from upstairs. Oh, I almost had it.
Yeah, we went to the basement to see what you get.
Yeah, I went down to the basement and I come back up. Guys, I figured it out.
Uh-huh.
Robbie figured it out too. We just have to eat the cookies.
Not those cookies.
No.
These cookies.
I know. I figured out what my superpower is.
What?
And Philip just like makes a cookie.
He has cookie powers.
He has cookie powers. Here. It's okay. These are good cookies.
Alright. Dean takes a cookie and eats it.
They make it easier.
Alright. Eats it.
Here. Have some more.
The doppelganger Robbie looks over. In Steinville, after 15 years, you have to make a choice of whether you want to stay or leave. At least it used to be a choice. But ever since Mr. Marzipan came, nobody leaves.
He makes the wrong kind of cookies.
Are you guys ready to return home?
Return home?
I don't know.
Am I still in my super suit?
You'll be the super suit.
What about Susie?
She's gonna watch everyone in the world fuck.
When Susie turns 15, she'll have to make the choice too. I'm sorry you guys got dragged into this early.
It's okay. We got cool superpowers and had an awesome adventure.
You can call it awesome. I'd call it terrifying.
Well, awesome in the awe sense.
Real Robbie looks at doppelganger Robbie. What about you? I have to stay here and help save kids like you so that they can make the choice.
Alright.
Where do we go?
I guess we'll find out.
I guess
just take a bite and close your eyes.
Call it a leap of faith.
Robbie...
Dean
takes a bite.
They all look together. Yeah. On three?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
And
that
ends.
Yep.
And that'll be
it goes to black as you hear the crunch of everyone biting into cookies. Alright. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Don't eat the cookies.
Don't eat the cookies.
Yeah. That's what that one's called.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the fact that it turned out the old Sanderson place was...
good.
Yeah, it was the vanilla one for us.
Yeah.
And it was really Mr. Marzipan who was...
Well, he had the mustache.
Yeah.
He had the stereotypical devil mustache.
He was a throwaway character.
And people going missing was people who figured it out.
Yeah. And left.
So I guess the train yard, too?
Yeah, I guess so.
Maybe the train yard's for the adults.
Yeah. Maybe there's two portal kind of...
I'm sure there are a bunch of them.
Yeah.
It's a place that people are supposed to leave. And
right.
Mr. Marzipan is holding them there.
He doesn't want people to leave, so hit the milk and cookies, like, zombifies people, kind of.
Yep. All right. I guess that was Don't Eat the Cookies.
Yeah, we
hope pretty good.
We hope you enjoyed it, listeners.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed playing it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed reading Goosebumps when I was a child.
Me too. That's it.
Stay out of the basement.